Wow. 2 week anniversary. This is great. This is the perfect time for me to share a wonderful, heartwarming story with you. I have two brothers. They're twins, Adam and Alan. Alan lived in California with my mother, and Adam lived with me working in the gym. I hadn't seen Alan for 2 years. Adam, on the other hand, I see every day. He lives with me, eats the food in my refrigerator. He works out. He looked fantastic. 18 years old, 6 foot tall, 195 pounds, and single-digit body fat. Now, Alan, we talked all the time, and he was always saying he was going to the gym, he was working out, but the truth was, he wasn't. He was with my mom and her side of the family, overeaters. Well, Alan decides that he wants to come work for me. And I thought, this is great. He's on the plane. My mother calls me. She says, Larry, don't make your brother feel self-conscious. I'm like, Mom, why would I even do that? He's gained a little bit of weight. Well, I don't care. How much weight? A few pounds. Well, how much is a few? She doesn't even tell me. She hangs up the phone. So there I am at the airport, excited to see my brother, who I haven't seen in 2 years. And Alan gets off the plane. He was 320 some odd pounds. He didn't look good. He didn't feel good. I didn't know what to say to him. I hugged him. He cried. I cried with him. But I thought to myself, and the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because I felt, if I can't help somebody that I love so much, do I deserve to be helping everybody? The answer is yes. Alan comes home, and I lay out the whole program just like I have for you, and he freaks out. He's like, I can't eat all this food. I'll get fat. No, you won't. You'll get lean because you've dieted your whole life. Now you're going to get lean. He goes to the gym. A member says, Alan, I'm glad you're here because now I'm not the only fat guy here. 4 months later, Alan says, guess what? Now you are the only fat guy. In 4 months' time, Alan North lost over 110 pounds. He got lean doing the very same things that you're doing. But here's the better part of the story. He's kept it off for 14 years, and I believe you, too, will lose the weight and keep it off. I'd say the single most commonly asked question is, okay, you're telling me I get to eat all this food. Well, how do I figure out how much at each meal? Portion sizes. And I've already told you, I don't want you weighing and measuring and counting calories. Well, here's the reality of it. The protein will always be about the size of your hand. The carbohydrate, simple, the size of your fist, or it would fit in a coffee cup. And here's the beauty about the fibrous vegetable. Cereal bowl, big, small, medium, doesn't matter. Salad bowl could be eaten out of a dog bowl. I mean, it doesn't matter because those foods aren't calorically dense. And that's it. That's the perfect, ideal muscle-building meal. It's day 14. It might be the evening, afternoon. And I'm going to suggest that you go get some safety belts and fasten up because we're on the final week of this program and it's about to accelerate to a level you've never been. So you just go do what you need to do, and I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow on day 15.